Kim and Julie James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Thursday, August 17. Coming up, Jamaica records highest ever employment figures, math teachers to receive specialized training, and Marcus Garvey honored. The news in detail after the break.
Real estate professionals, starting licensing period 2018-2019, all real estate dealers and salesmen will be required to do 20 hours of continuing professional development courses every 2 years, which includes 12 hours of elective courses and 8 hours of compulsory courses. Courses will be provided by the Real Estate Board or a body approved by the board. For more information, visit Real Estate Board's website or call us at 926-9748-9.
Now the news. More Jamaicans are now employed than at any other period in the country's history. Data from the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin, shows that the number of persons securing employment peaked at a historic 1,204,800 in April 2017. This bettered the employment level in July 2016, where the country recorded 1,187,000 employed persons, then the highest employment level for a single month. Statin data also showed that the unemployment rate was 12.2% in April 2017, a 1.5% decrease from the same period last year. The number of unemployed persons decreased from 184,900 in April 2016 to 166,700 in April 2017. The increase in employment has been attributed to the ongoing implementation of economic reform measures by the government. These include business environment reforms, implementation of strategic investment projects, development of new industries, and a general improvement in Jamaica's overall macroeconomic stability. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, BOJ, Brian Winter, is reporting that the country recorded an inflation rate of 4.4% for the April to June 2017 quarter, noting that the rate was slightly above the figure recorded for March 2017. Mr. Winter says inflation is on track to fall within the bank's target range of 4-6% for the 2017-18 financial year.
The outturn partly reflected the impact on agricultural food prices of the flood rains in May and some changes in the prices of goods and services because of the tax package implemented at the start of the fiscal year.
He was speaking at a recent BOJ press conference. The governor adds that the impact on food prices from the May rains will continue to be felt for a few more months before normalizing prior to the end of the current fiscal period. Some 121 mathematics coaches and specialists assigned to the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information are to participate in a training workshop at Shortwood Teachers College in Kingston from August 21 to 24. The four-day workshop falls under the Scholastic Prime Mathematics program, which is based on a highly successful Singaporean model of teaching. Teachers will be exposed to various best practices in the teaching of mathematics. National Mathematics Coordinator at the Ministry, Dr. Tamika Benjamin, says the Ministry fully supports the program, which is certified by the Jamaica Teaching Council.
This is one way in which we see a private-public partnership. Book Merchant has consistently tried to find ways to support the work that we've done and providing other opportunities for teachers to be trained.
At the end of the training, the participants will receive joint certification from the Jamaica Teaching Council and Shortwood Teachers College. And Culture Minister Olivia Grange is urging Jamaicans far and wide to draw upon the teachings of Jamaica's first national hero, Marcus Mosiah Garvey, in an effort to achieve the country's development objectives. Speaking at a ceremony to commemorate the anniversary of Garvey's 130th birthday, Ms. Grange said citizens should also draw inspiration from the various activities Garvey undertook to achieve equal rights, youth empowerment, and social mobility for Black people around the world, noting that Garvey's philosophies guided the Pan-Africanist movement around the world. Ms. Grange stated that Jamaicans have all the ingredients to make the ideal Jamaica a reality.
Let us inspire ourselves still more with the never-ending strength and dedication of his message of Black greatness and Black potential.
She adds that Marcus Garvey remains one of the most internationally influential figures Jamaica has ever produced. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.